Certificates of deposit, or CDs, have seen their popularity decline since the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates coming out of the 2007-08 recession. And even as the Fed has been raising interest rates all year, the return on bank-issued CDs is still only about 2%. But how does a 4% return sound? Or 6%? That's the going rate on some CDs you can get, not through a bank, but through a brokerage. So how do you go about getting one? And are there any strings attached? I'm J.R. Whalen from The Wall Street Journal, and joining me is WSJ reporter Rachel Louise Enzine. Rachel, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Rachel, why would someone buy a standard certificate of deposit?
So, a standard certificate of deposit has long been a popular place to stash money that's seen as pretty low risk, because as long as you're under the FDIC deposit insurance limits, you know, your money is considered safe and you are set to earn like a certain amount of interest over time. So you put $1,000 in and the bank says, hey, we will give you 2% for your $1,000 for a year.
So why are we now seeing CDs offered through brokerages rather than straight from banks?
So basically, the big picture is that CDs have really fallen out of favor because interest rates have been so low. So, you know, back many decades ago, they were an extremely popular product. A huge share of bank deposits were tied up in CDs of all kinds. And just with the over a decade of very low rates, basically these have fallen out of favor and are now starting to become a little bit more popular as the Federal Reserve starts to raise rates. So basically, what we're seeing is banks are increasing rates selectively. So they are increasing rates on what we think of as the traditional CDs, like you go to the bank website and look for a CD. But where they are giving the best rates are on these products called brokered CDs, where you don't buy them directly through the bank. The bank sells them through brokerage firms like Fidelity or Schwab or TD Ameritrade.
So why are banks offering higher interest rates on the CDs through brokerages rather than from the bank itself?
I did speak to a consultant who works with the banks on setting their deposit pricing, and he basically said, hey, these banks are seeing money from their wealthiest customers be more rate sensitive, meaning these folks have already started to move their money for a higher rate, and they're trying to hang on to the deposits of wealthier people, which they can get through these brokerage firms.
Yeah, but it's not just wealthier people who are rate sensitive. You know, for anyone trying to get some return on their cash, it's been hard to find attractive rates, right?
Broadly, banks have been very reluctant to increase interest rates on deposits of all kinds. And on one end of the spectrum, you kind of have the traditional savings account, which at many banks is still really yielding almost nothing. But on the other end of the spectrum, you have these brokered CDs where the banks are finally starting to pay up in pretty significant amounts. So if you're looking for yield, you're probably not going to get it at a traditional bank on your savings account. In most cases, where you are going to get it is if you go into your brokerage account and look and see if that same bank is offering a brokered CD.
So Rachel, can you bottom line this for us? What would the difference in the interest rate on brokerage CDs mean for someone's return on their investment?
The difference can really add up. So one example that we have in the story is JP Morgan was offering a rate of about 2% on a one-year CD to most of their regular customers through their website. But on Fidelity, they were offering a really similar product at about 4.5%. So over the course of a year, if you have $100,000 you want to put somewhere safe, that's a difference of about $2,500.
But to be clear, you don't have to have $100,000 to buy one, right?
No, you do not, actually. So CDs of all kinds typically do have minimum deposit amounts. A lot of the brokered CDs, it's about $1,000, though Fidelity does actually have a product now where you can buy like a part of a CD with a lower minimum. And there are minimum deposit rates on the CDs from the banks, too. But if you have enough to meet that limit, so say $1,000, and you are a client of one of these brokerage firms, you can buy one. It's really anyone with a brokerage account. So it's not just the wealthiest people. I mean, brokerage customers aren't typically like the lowest income people, but you know, there are a lot of savvy, scrappy investors who might just have a few thousand dollars in there to trade. stocks or bonds or invest in index funds. And those people would have easy access to these brokered CDs that have much higher rates than what the banks are offering them directly. The CDs are presented as an investment option alongside the stocks and bonds and ETFs and all the stuff that folks have been pretty familiar with in recent years. You know, and we heard actually from Schwab that traffic to the CD part of their website was up like 54% in September. So people are looking at these alongside their other investment options.
You know, often we see time frames of maybe 1 year, 3 years, 5 years attached to a CD. What are the rules with brokerage CDs in terms of how long you have to lock up your money? And how do they differ from a bank CD?
There are a few technical differences between these two types of CDs. For instance, with a bank CD, if you want your money back before the end of the term, you can get it back. The bank often charges a penalty. But with these brokered CDs, you typically have to sell the CD on a secondary market, which is typically much more complicated and cumbersome for regular investor to do. So folks kind of advise to only buy these brokered CDs for a time period that you are committed to having your money locked up for.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Louise Enzon. Rachel, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And I'm J.R. Whalen. To hear more personal finance stories from the Wall Street Journal, ask your Google Assistant to play WSJ, your money briefing podcast.
Join the Wall Street Journal for Tech Live at the Montage Laguna Beach, October 24th through the 26th. You'll connect with an invitation-only group of peers at expert-led masterclasses, innovative culinary experiences, and much more. It's all happening at our most exclusive technology event of the year. Welcome back to The Real Deal. Learn more at wsj.com/techlivepod.